Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
All right, reporter, very popular ex-poster, Tom Lecrae is going to be joining us in studio this hour, a little bit in the next hour, ahead of Jay Dyer. We have some shocking footage we're about to show you. Viewer discretion is advised. It's another event like we saw in front of the Israeli embassy earlier this year where a man set himself on fire to protest the Gaza war. We don't know why this has been done yet. They say a man. We have footage, CNN tried to say it was a mass shooting because they'll turn anything into that. That's not what happened. A man has set himself on fire outside the Manhattan courthouse where Trump is on trial. Viewer discretion is advised. Here it is. This, they did get a fire extinguisher on in about 30 seconds. Instead of a couple minutes like D.C. when the man screaming Free Palestine torched himself. We don't know why this has happened. They say it's a man. I don't know that. But this person is more in like a Buddhist pose. Similar to what we saw in Vietnam with the Buddhist monks torching themselves. We will see if the person left a letter or information. If it's pro-Trump, you know, they'll probably suppress it and claim he's a white supremacist or something. But here is CNN trying to say it's a mass shooting.
Oh, what do you say? We also are seeing an active shooter is in the park outside the court. We have a man who is lit, he has set fire to himself. A man has emblazoned himself outside of the courthouse just now. Our cameras are turning right now. A man has now lit himself on fire outside of the courthouse in Manhattan where we are waiting for history to be made. A full jury panel is gone. We are watching a man who is fully emblazoned in the front of the courthouse today. We are watching multiple fires breaking out around his body and person. We have seen an arm that has been visible that has been engulfed in total flames. There is chaos that is happening. People are wondering right now if people are in danger. I'm looking across the courtyard. There is a man racing to his aid. There's coats coming off to try to put out the fire. We have members of security details. NYPD is rushing to the scene. They are trying to come now. Officers are on the scene. A fire extinguisher is right now present being put on this man to try to put out. People are climbing over barricades to try to separate the public to put out the flame on this man. He has lit himself out in fire in front of the courthouse right now. We are watching as the flame. We can smell the air. I can smell the burning of some sort of a flesh. I can smell the burning of some sort of agent being used as well as an accelerant to put that fire. I smell an actual fire extinguisher having been displayed. I see a person whose body appears to be on the ground being surrounded by officers. I have multiple officers. I've counted about a dozen officers on the scene. The fire is still burning. It's now in multiple locations.
I can tell you, this person is not going to live. They did a more intense job than the man that set himself on fire in front of the Israeli embassy. This was gallons of fuel. Gallons of fuel. I would guess 5 gallons. He spread a big circle around himself. Let's show the footage of the Buddhist monk setting himself on fire. We don't know why this has happened. We don't know if it's a leftist protesting Trump. I would doubt that. I'm going to bet, and this is speculation, that it's going to be a Trump supporter. And I'm going to ask Trump supporters, don't do this. Look, we need to politically be engaged, culturally engaged. We need to be exposing what's going on. We don't need extreme acts of civil disobedience like this. This is very, very sad. Dom Lecrae is joining us in studio coming up for at least an hour. Infowars.com, tomorrow's news today. Pray for this poor soul. What an insane time the globalists have put us into. Like Klaus Schwab said, an angrier world. We'll be right back.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
There are, of course, those who do not want us to speak.
Let me think.
Even now, orders are being shouted into telephones, and men with guns will soon be on their way.
It's Chancellor Sutler.
Damn it! Why? Because while the truncheon may be used in lieu of conversation, words will always retain their power. Words are for the means to meaning, and for those who will listen, the enunciation of truth. And the truth is, there is something terribly wrong with this country, isn't there?
You designed it, sir. You wanted it foolproof. You told me every television in London.
Cruelty and injustice, intolerance, depression. And where once you had the freedom to object, to think and speak as you saw fit, you now have sensors and systems of surveillance coercing your conformity and suppressing your submission.
We need cameras.
How did this happen? Who's to blame? Well, certainly there are those who are more responsible than others, and they will be held accountable. But again, truth be told, if you're looking for the guilty, you need only look into a mirror. I know why you did it. I know you were afraid. Who wouldn't be? War, terror, disease. There were a myriad of problems which conspired to corrupt your reason and rob you of your common sense. Fear got the best of you, and in your panic you turned to the now High Chancellor, Adam Sutler. He promised you order, he promised you peace, and all he demanded in return was your silent, obedient consent.
Is a war. It's happening now. It will decide the fate of humanity. The time to choose sides has come. We are the resistance. We are the InfoWar.
The answer to 1984 is 1776.
InfoWars has been banned, arrested, attacked, and threatened because we are effective. The Great Awakening is here. Go to band.video, download the videos, and share. Support the information war at InfoWarsStore.com. And never give up the fight.
InfoWars.com. From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
Viewer discretion is advised. A person, they're saying a man, has torched himself spectacularly, repeating what happened in front of the Israeli embassy a few months ago, but with even more gasoline, that's clear, in a inferno of fire in front of the Trump criminal show trial. Dom Lucour is with us in studio for at least an hour right now, but let's roll that footage. is. Really high. The country is going up in flame. We don't know why this person did it. They're saying it's a man. I don't have any evidence of that. Yes, it probably is a man. Generally, it's men that would do something like this. Women just generally don't psychologically do things like that, but most men don't as well. I can tell you this person will not be surviving. Very, very sad. I would ask people not to be violent to others or themselves. We're going through a major shift in human development, and the globalists are using a lot of psychological warfare to create an angrier world. Dom, I mean, there's so much to talk about. Dom LeCur is here with us. 29-year-old veteran, independent journalist, Christian. Was born in North Augustine, South Carolina. He is vice president of a hip-hop record label before turning to speak out in 2020, and he reaches tens of millions a day. Started posting on Twitter in November of last year, and now it's X, which has gained traction and got him where he is now. He's at Dom_LUCRE. So, Dom, thank you so much for coming on. You've been on once before. I follow your stuff all the time. Everybody calls you Lecrae, so I got it wrong. It's Dom Lucas, we can get that right. That's a cool name. It's very. We had a lot of topics to cover, a lot of clips you wanted to get to, but now this just happened 10 minutes ago. Wow, what do you make of this?
It's just, I think it's more proof that we are entering a new era of depravity, and people are just very fed up with what they're seeing online, what they're seeing on the news, and they're trying to get active in any way they feel like is possible, whether it might be setting yourself on fire, doing protests, or several bans that we've been seeing over the past couple of months. I just think people are fed up.
Now, I agree with you, because it's a symbol when you're willing to torture yourself that I can do a lot to you. I'm pissed. But I'm not going to give you what you want, make you the victim, so I'm going to do this. Yeah. And I'm not encouraging it, but it's happening more and more.
Hmm. Very unfortunate.
Elaborate on that.
Well, I just think where we at right now, it's a lot easier for those people to do it to themselves. I think this will be the second time we've seen someone set themselves on fire. And unfortunately, I think it also shows the influence that everyone has on the things that we do post online. I feel like there's a good chance the first individual that set himself on fire led to the motivation of the second one. But
yeah, just like mass shootings, they admit it causes the next one. I hope this stops.
Yeah. I would hope it stopped too, but the thing I would feel that make it a little bit harder for it to stop is the amount of attention that it garners. So this is the second time we've seen someone set themselves on fire, but each time that it's happened, it's gone extremely viral. Most of the time it's for attention or to shed light on a specific cause. So it makes sense if this would be a new trend, if it constantly is making the media headlines that it has.
Absolutely. So, looking at this persecution of Trump and how it's backfiring in every community, particularly the black and Hispanic, what's your gut level? Because nobody knows if dead reckoning is going to happen in the next 199 days for this election.
I feel like what we're seeing right now is a major cultural shift. That black people specifically aren't afraid to be honest with themselves and be honest about their traditional values being more so conservative than liberal. Majority of the things that we're seeing right now that black people are pushing are just conservative values. They are wanting to be in the children's lives a little bit more. We're seeing black people now requesting for more policing, surprisingly, in some of their neighborhoods due to immigration. They're seeing the importance of police to be there now that they are the victims and no longer the predators to some of these cities. So we're witnessing just the black community as a whole understand the culture of conservatism, understand that it does lead to safety, and that's just where we're going, from hip-hop all the way down to the urban communities.
Well, you know, in the 50s and 60s, this has been documented, the communists tried to recruit black people. They found they were harder to recruit than white people or anybody else. They just would not accept them.
I believe that completely, because we think back at the times of Black Wall Street when a Democratic governor, James B.A. Robinson, ordered for the National Guard to bomb in Tulsa, Oklahoma. It was a Democratic governor. That's why they teach us in school about the Black Wall Street bombing, but never tell us who ordered it. It's just what was before is now. Black people a little bit harder control because their culture itself was always anti-government. And if you can prosper while being anti-government, if you can prosper without the government assistance, the government's only logical action is to implement new ways to make you depend on them.
Well, that's what Louis Farrakhan, you can say what you want, he's dead on saying anybody, but he singles out black people. This becomes self-sufficient and it's game over. We know before the Great Society, LBJ, he wrote letters saying, I'm going to control the black people. I'm going to get the men out of the house. I'm going to pay the women. I'm going to destroy their culture, because I'm not defending segregation or Jim Crow, but that which doesn't kill you makes you stronger. Black people had incredibly successful banks, businesses, hotels, doctors, universities until the Great Society.
I completely agree. And he did it first by attacking the house. Yet again, it should show and exemplify the importance of having a strong household, because that's the first thing that they attacked. They wanted to have more single mothers. They wanted to have more children on their own, because if you don't have a parent at the house, then the government get the chance to be your mom or your dad, and they get to tell you what to do, and they get to lead you astray, and then they can be the solution. So, and oftentimes when you don't have parents, the government becomes your problem and your solution, and that's just right where they want you, to my own opinion.
Have you seen Pinocchio, where they took a ritual, they get them to commit crime, and they turn to jackasses, and they load them on slave ships?
I haven't seen it.
Guys, pull up the Pinocchio scene. Children turn to donkeys, but it's an archetype where they take them, they get them to commit crime, and then it transmutes them into jackasses who are then loaded on slave ships. And that's really
wow.
It.
That's,
yeah.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire fireplace grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
There is nothing more frustrating to me, whether it comes to news or anything else we're doing, than to know I'm telling the truth and to know that if you'll just listen to me and take action, it will change your life. Ladies and gentlemen, we have two great products that have been sold out for a long time. They're now back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com. X3 is the highest quality iodine, the missing link. It is back in stock, 40% off. And so is TurboForce, 10-hour clean energy, naturally released. It is amazing. Both of these products fund the InfoWar. So they can be placebo and it still be great because you're funding InfoWar. They're not. If you'll just try TurboForce, you'll see the results in 30 minutes. Incredible energy for 10 hours without the letdown. But if you will just take X3 on average for about 2 weeks, you will see amazing results because it's the missing link. X3 and TurboForce, both discounted now for a limited time at InfoWarsStore.com.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue them up.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
I want the drugs kept in the colored areas. Have you seen that clip?
I've watched The Godfather, but I just don't remember.
Well, the point is, Hollywood's telling us what they're doing to the movies.
Yeah, so that way when it comes out to like platforms like this, they can invalidate it and say, well, you got that from us.
Absolutely, absolutely. So what do you make of where this is going? I asked the prediction. Where do you think it's going with Trump?
I think he's going to win in a landslide, but I don't think it's going to be without resistance. We're going to see a whole lot more race baiting. We're going to see a whole lot more drama coming up around the summer. The summer, I can see a whole lot more heat. And we'll start seeing a lot of stories of black people that were killed unarmed prior to 2024. Pay attention to the dates of these people that they're going to start saying are victims. We just recently seen about a month ago, they were trying to make one of these black individuals famous for saying he couldn't breathe, but yet we find out through the New York Post, it was 2 years old. Why would they introduce this story 2 years late? And more importantly, why did they sit on the story without pushing it when it happened originally? They have these things set up and lined up for propaganda, for narratives, for specific times. People are nothing but pawns, whether it be life or death.
You're right. So what do we do to short-circuit that? Because they are literally programming that if Trump wins, ahead of that they're going to have racial divides. They're going to stir stuff up, try to make it racial when the globals are attacking us all. And then they're going to try to say he can't even go into office and have riots so big they remove him before he ever gets in. They admit that's their plan. They've got movies like Civil War.
I believe the best way to fight it is just making sure we conquer the majority. If we conquer the majority, they won't have anyone to listen to them. If we constantly are keep winning this culture war, if we constantly are fighting back against the fake news, you can see some of the hardest liberals are using our keywords now. That's how you know we won the culture. They'll use words that you've coined. People that don't even like these platforms or don't like conservatives can't help but use the culture that we've created. Almost any news, if people don't like it, they call it fake news, and that came from Trump. That's a cultural win. All the way down to us rejecting the propaganda, rejecting the forced homosexuality, or rejecting the destruction of nuclear family. We are winning the majority. I think the best way to fight back is just increase our numbers.
You're right, though. As negative as things are, Don Luker, people now get it, and the numbers show that. So the system's using psychological warfare to divide and conquer, but when it stops working, they just double down. But at a certain point, they're failing. Trump goes places, he gets mobbed. Biden goes places, everybody's hiding from him. Nobody's buying this, it seems like.
No, nobody is all. And another thing is, the President Trump's motorcade looks a lot better than Biden's itself, or even the attention around it. It's as if people won't even come outside to see Biden. I remember when President Trump came to Nashville and there was miles of lines just to see a man who's supposedly or allegedly supposed to be a former president, yet the current active sitting president has no one that even cares. No one cares. And more importantly is, when Obama was president, it was undeniable that he had aura. It was undeniable that he had a fan base.
He won those elections.
They had people with Obama shoes. People even had the Obama phone because it was attached.
He got mobbed when he went out in public. You know, Trump gets mobbed, Obama got mobbed, but with Biden, it's not happening.
It's not there. And people will say, oh, well, we aren't addicted to Biden like Trump. In this era of social media, I find it hard to believe. If you really, really like that guy, I'll go out there to find him.
Who believes he got 9 million more votes than Obama?
Impossible. Just completely impossible.
So what do you think is going to happen with Trump?
I think he'll take over. I think he'll win. But I think it'll be a lot of drama prior to the win. And most importantly, I think what will happen after his run is he's about to set the precedent for conservatism, or at least the conservative party as a whole, because after Trump, I'm focused on what happens after. People are going to wonder, what's the new model? Do we go right back to the deep state? Do we sit idly by? Do we submit back to the old ways? Because in my opinion, the powers that be already accept that President Trump is going to win. They're preparing for who's coming after. And they're preparing also by placing bad actors into the conservative party. I believe we're about to start seeing a lot of rappers, a lot of actors put on that red hat just to lead us astray.
Yeah, what do you make of Dwayne Johnson, former of The Rock, coming out saying?
Like him, yeah. People like him worries me. And the thing is, it's kind of a contradiction, because, of course, I'm sitting here saying we need to fight back, increase our numbers. But when you have pawns like Dwayne The Rock Johnson, who's supposedly, he does a lot of stuff that's just inorganic. He's been a steak, in and out three times. Every time he claimed was the first time he'd been for a promotion. Like, he's completely inauthentic.
Well, remember when he said, it's the best thing for me to go for Biden before, now I'm not. He knows everybody's against him, so now he's only saying it tacitly.
Business move, yeah. And I feel like those people could be infiltrators. They're not saying that they are, but if they were, they would do a lot of damage.
Oh, I wouldn't turn my back on him.
Great. Yeah, it's just...
Well, remember when he wouldn't give money to Maui, but he wanted to get it himself?
Yeah.
He's worth like $1 billion. Money.
Yeah, and Maui, I think, was the first time you could see it really hit him. He was responding back to a few people on X about the Maui situation, because I don't think The Rock was aware, because he doesn't pay attention to his socials like that, of how much backlash Oprah Winfrey gets if you even stand beside her. Because people were more so, like, as soon as they saw her stand by, saw him stand by Oprah.
Everybody knows that she was pimping for Hollywood.
Yeah, everyone knows it. Everyone knows it. So if they see her doing any type of fundraiser, they have a bad taste in their mouth. Now, someone could say that working with Oprah is what kind of led him to want to push conservatism a little bit more. But at the same time, his father was a conservative, and Rock was originally registered as a conservative in 2004, I believe it was. But he was registered as a conservative. I don't even know. Has he ever registered as a Democrat? I know he said he supported Biden for the Instagram post when they were running. But he has a pretty conservative background, which is kind of strange. Because
what do you think happens to the Democratic convention? I think they try to replace Biden.
I don't know. I've seen that, and people are saying that. It's just that they wouldn't have much time. And if they did, it would be so blatant that it's a steal. If they were to introduce a new candidate right now, after all the traction that President Trump has had, nobody would believe they stand a chance. It's far too late. Too much has happened. Too much good press. I mean, God, all the way. And not saying the mugshot is a good thing, but the reaction from it.
No, it was. It backfired.
Yeah.
Because people see it's anti-establishment, so... They never give up then. So what, do they assassinate Trump?
Yeah, they would never give up. I don't think they would assassinate. I think they would simply do what I had stated before, is to infiltrate our party itself. If they can't win, infiltrate us, take a break, break us apart, get us to start fighting at each other next. And when Trump is gone, we'll be waiting for a new leader that they placed up.
Speaking of infiltration, what do you make of Elon Musk?
I feel like Elon started off with X with the right idea, but... ended up getting compromised by the advertisers, that the same people he told to go F themselves. I think they ended up compromising him shortly after.
Elaborate.
Well, I'm saying that just because. I mean, how do you be the richest man in the world? You tell advertisers to go F themselves. And next thing you know, you go down to AlsoWitch, and I get demonetized the same day, along with a lot of different accounts for some random reason. And you address it on the Ben Shapiro show, or... And he also went down to Israel, which is terrible what happened. Free all the hostages, of course. But it's very strange to me that he was saying that there was a problem with the ADL. There's a problem with Media Matters, which is majority Muslim. And he goes down to these Muslim countries to promote the ideologies of them while demonetizing individuals and do a heavy amount of censoring for a specific group of people. That's compromisation.
Well, that's me. I'm not anti-Israel. But then they attach to being pro-Israel all the stuff I don't agree with.
Yes.
And it's like, I'm not even thinking about Israel.
Mm-hmm.
Why am I supposed to just live my whole life obsessed with this?
They want Americans to fight on other battles and fight in other wars. When, from what I know, Germany and America has given Israel reparations. As of today, we've received zero, white Americans and black, from Israel. And I don't think that's anti-Semitic for me to question. When is it time?
No, I mean, it's simple. Israel, I'm not even against Israel, but I have nothing to do with it.
Yeah.
I'm sick of hearing about you. You don't own me.
Yeah. Agreed. Yeah, it's just America first. That's where we were originally, focused on our country and our country only. It's the problem with America. I see most of the division. We start caring about the diplomatics and the problem, the policies of other nations. I feel like our country would be a lot better if we just focus on America and stay talking about America.
Dom Luker, stay right there. Let's come back. You sent me, usually I ask guests for talking points or videos. They give me nothing. You did your homework. You sent me a bunch of videos. Good God. So let's just try to get to this when we come back. And I want to invite you back very, very soon as well. We're going to go a little bit in the next hour so we get more time. Stay with us, and we'll talk about where people find you. You're on X at DOM_LUCRE.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
I'm Ben Utek. I played high school, college, and pro football, helping my team win the 2006 championship. It was an amazing day, but it can't compare to the joy I feel every day with my loving wife and three beautiful daughters. My football career ended after I suffered my fifth concussion. Did you know that over a million athletes suffer a concussion each year? That includes boys and girls, every age, every type and level of sport. It isn't always clear that a player has had a concussion, so parents, athletes, and coaches need to learn about concussion signs and symptoms. The American Academy of Neurology recommends athletes thought to have a concussion be immediately removed from play and not returned until assessed by a healthcare professional trained in concussion. This isn't just about sports. It's about your brain. When in doubt, sit it out. Learn more at aan.com/concussion. That's aan.com/concussion. A message from the American Academy of Neurology.
People often write to tell us what has happened for them since starting Extendivite. Allow me to read a few highlights. Extendivite works in keeping my blood pressure in the normal range. I have been using Extendivite for many years. Great product. I use regularly and I rarely get sick. This product has relieved what appeared to be angina pain in my chest and shortness of breath after climbing stairs. I'm quite happy about it. My husband, son, and I have been using this product for a few months now, and we have noticed an improvement in our joints and blood pressure. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Let me tell you a story about Bill. Bill was a normal guy in his 50s. He had back surgery about 2 years ago. Bill was in a lot of pain. He dealt with his pain by taking the Percocets his doctor prescribed for him. Bill took more and more and more of them to help with the pain, until one day the prescriptions weren't enough to get rid of Bill's pain. Then one day Bill found someone to help him get rid of the pain with illegal drugs he didn't need a prescription for. Fast forward to today. Bill lost his job and his family. The only thing he does have is his drug dealer. If you know Bill's story and you don't want to end up like Bill, call the Detox and Treatment Helpline right now to get away and get treatment. 800-296-1327. 800-296-1327. 800-296-1327. Call right now. Help is standing by. 800-296-1327.
Trying to rally black civilians all around America to believe in propaganda that taking away the guns somehow protects us. But it was also the Democratic Party that started the KKK. And I say that to say this, that Dr. King, when his house was first hit with the firebombing, the first thing he did was apply for a gun permit. It was denied by the authorities, which was also liberal. Robert F. Williams, he actually had an NRA charter and was the president of the entire group. And it's stated on multiple documents that he did, partnered with the NRA solely for the reason to combat Democratic KKK. So what was then is now. If they were allowed to take away our guns, it would be the hoods that would be affected the most. Somehow they've convinced black Americans to believe that they aren't pro 2A. If you look at any of our rap videos, anything with our culture, we might not have a picture of us hunting beside a deer, but we have pictures of us with extendos, you know, and suppressors on our weapons. That's American as it gets. So somehow they've got people to believe in the propaganda that that's not who they truly are. It's very unfortunate. I even see with the recent school shooting down here in Nashville that our congressmen down here, they politicized it, and they made it, they didn't make it about what it was really about. Unfortunately, it was about a transgender that was, you know, mentally unstable and unfortunately just wasn't satisfied with being a former student at that school and took it out on the students. Somehow they made it about the gun. The thing that's strange, I see a lot of people, they like to post about Mar-a-Lago and show how there's no shootings at Mar-a-Lago. When President Trump is there, there's security settings, there's security booths, etc. I don't think there's anyone that's pro-2A is opposed to having armed security at the schools to make sure, because it's proven that school shooters or any mass shooter, they look for a location that has guns restrictions. That way they have a longer time to, you know, rein their chaos. I feel like if we did have armed security, you would see a whole lot less shootings. Opposed to what people are saying to take away the guns, I feel like we need more, but to be in the right hands.
Dom Luker is our guest in studio at Dom_Luker, L-U-C-R-E. And I wanted to get him in studio because I had him on 4 or 5 months ago and it went viral. Reached like 20 million people conservatively. And I noticed he's under attack a lot by the left and the right. That's who I want to interview. Who's being lied about? Who's being demonized? Who's being called a fraud because they're scared of him? And he's articulate. He's doing a great job. But you were just mentioning that months ago. Here's an article today. Breaking. Police arrest trans student planning mass school shooting in Maryland. Of like the last 10 mass shooters, they've all been trans, 9 of them. Why are they covering that up? And these people are being taught they're victims, both men to women, but mainly men to women, women to men, men to women, all this stuff. What's really going on there?
I think the main reason is being covered up. And, of course, it's to defend the transgender agenda. But more importantly, I think it's to prevent people from getting to the point of start discussion of mental health. The mental health capacity of those that's performing these shootings. There is a correlation between mental health problems and people that somewhat choose to be a transgender. I just think that discussion is what's really being avoided, more importantly than anything. Because if you bring that discussion up, then now it'll lead to something else. Maybe it's just the mental health of those that's transgender, and then it leads to the mental health of those that's Democrats.
I've got a Godfather clip I'm going to play in a moment. I'm not going to play the whole 6-minute clip, but part of it, because The Godfather is one of the most famous movies ever made, and it's based on real historical figures. They changed the names. And so we're told paid reparations to black people for white people being bad, even though 2% owned slaves. Most white people's ancestors moved here after slavery was abolished. You can't do that. You can't blame me for what, even if I had a great-grandfather, which didn't, you know, did that. But the CIA is a current agency that has been declassified, created the crack formula, shipped the drugs in. I've interviewed Freeman Ricky Ross. I've interviewed the reporters that later got murdered that exposed it all. And so my issue is the very group that did all this is trying to create racial division. We need to talk about reparations to the American people by getting rid of the deep state and the corporations that were funding him to do that. I'd be really happy to do that.
Yeah, that would make sense. You know, the first slave owner and the word slave itself, it derives from Slavic. That's not black people. Slavic people aren't black. The word slave came from Slavic. And in America, a lot of black owners had slaves. The first slave owner was a black man, Anthony B.A. Anthony Johnson, he was the first black slave owner in America. And the first slave owner, because he had 3 indentured servants. 2 of them were white, and 1 of them was black. And he argued with Congress, since the black man owed a debt that he made up, that he still had a right to own them. And they approved it. That was the start of slavery in America through a black man. And white slaves were cheaper than black. So,
but it's still not legitimizing slavery. It's wrong. But the point is, you know the history.
Yeah, I know the history, and it's
simple. I mean, most Roman slaves were not African. They were German.
Yeah, it's just business. It's no different than us having, you know, how good your 18-wheeler is compared to that, or just your farm equipment, or your plow, or your hose. It was just a business, and white slaves were cheaper. If you look back at the scholars back then, they were saying how white slaves couldn't even hold the dumbbells, or the bales of hay, or last out in the sun as much as blacks, so the blacks cost it more. And it also fights the propaganda narrative that there was a massive majority of blacks being enslaved. They couldn't even.
You ought to make a documentary, because I've thought about that, and not lessening black slavery was terrible.
Yeah.
Transatlantic was terrible. But if you go back, Germany didn't, or Austro-Hungarian Empire until 1860 freed the slaves. Same thing in Russia. They were white slaves. They owned them.
Yes.
Anybody can type in, Russia frees the serfs, which means slave. Mm. The point is that this is going on everywhere.
Yes. It's completely business, and they've just made it seem like it was an American problem. We're the first to flee cattle slavery.
But it was, and I'm not giving America a pass. I'm just saying if everybody else is doing it,
yeah.
How come we're only talking about America? Why is that happening?
It's only happening because if you can get people to hate their country, they would feel like it needs a solution. Now, if it needs a solution, you're going to get that solution from the same people that told you to hate it.
Wow. Take the movie, I don't know if you've seen it yet, Civil War. Have you seen it?
Haven't seen it yet, but everyone's pushing it.
It's Trump at the end, they go kill him.
Mm.
And the black lady kills him, and all the guys are fighting are white. They say it's not political, but you watch it. it's all there. What are they trying to do there?
I guess they're trying to do some predictive programming, just in case if there was an assassination attempt of President Trump. It's just a predictive program, make it a lot easier for people to accept.
Keep going. I mean,
we've seen predictive programming a couple of times. We'll see certain things that happen, and not to get into 9/11, but we've seen predictive programming through several different means of media.
Well, cover whatever you want, but they did predict 9/11.
Yeah, it's been through several forms of media, just of Twin Towers falling, from cartoons all the way down to books to movies, and yet we see it could be a massive coincidence, but we typically do see this type of predictive programming that pushes anarchy, it starts to be a little bit validated sooner. A recent example is actually The Boys. The Boys TV show that was on Amazon, they had Homelander portray as Trump, and it shows how all hell breaks loose the more he got love. And we started to see that about 2022 and up, of all the drama that started to stir up when they saw that Trump started to gain the people.
Why do you think they're so scared of Trump?
Oh, man. They're scared of Trump because he's the first person that the people are willing to listen to over their government. I don't believe we've ever had someone that we trust more than our government. And that's dangerous itself. But he's seen as if he's earned that position. He's trusted more than America.
He definitely wants prosperity for everybody.
It does, yes. Yes, and I think that's another problem, because if the people get prosperity, then the elites get less.
Exactly. Well, that's what he found with China. He said, I found the communist Chinese get less money than a few middlemen that are robbing the Chinese and the Americans. He said, let's just get rid of them. China will make more, we'll make more, get rid of them.
Oh, wow, I didn't know that. Yeah. It's completely what's going on here. It's greed. It's greed. It's greed. It's years and years of generational greed. They don't need any more money, but they absolutely.
I was about to say, Soros can't even spend all that money.
He can't at all. But the things that they're spending it on isn't the typical things that a man can buy. They're buying
politics and power. But the globalists aren't that smart. Whether it's Bill Gates or whether it's Soros or Zuckerberg, they admit they're building giant underground bunkers. Mm-hmm. So they steal all this money and don't even have a world to spend it. That's not smart.
It's not smart. It's not smart at all, but I guess it just shows that it's about the power more so than the peace. The power is more. I think they would rather rule the world that's on fire than to not be a ruler in a world that has peace.
Remember Henry Ford? He wasn't perfect, but he said, I'm going to pay my employees triple what other manufacturers do in Detroit when it was the center, because I want them to buy my car, which was smart. The money went right back to him, but it built the economy.
Yes.
So he got richer, they got richer.
Sounds like the stimulus check. What happened with the stimulus? It went right back to the economy. A lot of people were complaining about the stimulus, but I would say the majority of people spending it on TV, spending it on vacations, spending it on going to Miami.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutraMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutrition meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutraMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com. NutraMedical.com for the whole family.
I had no idea it would destroy my life. But before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that. but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veterans. Nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Do you know someone with a drug or alcohol problem? Get help now. Insurance may cover everything. Stop the drug and alcohol nightmare. Call 800-284-0523. Learn how through the Family Medical Leave Act, you can leave your job without losing your job. Locations everywhere. Get immediate help for drug and alcohol problems. Call now. 800-284-0523. 800-284-0523.
In every sanctuary city, we have something called the Office of New American, and they're deep in Chicago. And what we see in New York, Roosevelt Hotel is housing immigrants, and we see all the way down in Chicago from the from Marriott, they're housing immigrants there. And they're giving them the benefits that black Americans used to have, and they're pushing them also out a lot of their hoods. In California, in South Central specifically, they predict by 2040 that almost all the hoods there that are black are going to be Hispanic.
It's not against Hispanics. They're being used as a pawn.
This is we were.
Because it's a pawn deal.
Yeah, that's all we are. We're all a game.
Speaking of pawns, folks, it is a fact the CIA, way before cocaine in the 80s, and Freeway Ricky Ross and all the guests you've had on, targeted prostitution, drug dealing, everything in the black community. That was where white people, I never did it, but I've read that, you went there to get it. Actually, it's true. I said that, but I think when I was like 15 years old, no one would sell us beer anywhere in Dallas or surrounding counties. But if we went to the black community, South Dallas, they would sell us the beer, and my buddies, they'd sell marijuana. Mm-hmm. Again, that's not the black people who are bad. Why was it protected that I could go buy beer when I was 15 with my buddies that were 16 and somewhat of marijuana they were getting? I'm not a big marijuana guy, but the point was because that was the zone where it was accepted. Here's a clip from the original Godfather talking about it.
Dr. Bassini, I want to thank you for helping me organize this meeting here today. And also the other heads of the five families, New York, New Jersey. Carmine Cuneo from the Bronx and Brooklyn. Philip Tattaglia from Staten Island. We have with us Victor Strachey and all the other associates that came as far as from California, Kansas City, and all the other territories of the country. Thank you. All the things that we get so far, and it was so unfortunate, so unnecessary. The day I lost a son, I lost a son. We're quits. And if the daddy agrees, then I'm willing to let things go on the way they were before.
We're all grateful to Don Corleone for calling this meeting. We all know him as a man of his word. A modest man, he'll always listen to reason.
Yes, Don Barzini. He's too modest. He had all the judges and politicians in his pocket. He refused to share them.
When did I ever refuse an accommodation? All of you know me here. When did I ever refuse? Except one time. And why? Because I believe this drug business is going to destroy us in the years to come. I mean, it's not like gambling or liquor, even women, which is something that most people want nowadays, and it's forbidden to them by the bets and the bounty of the church. Even the police departments that have helped us in the past with gambling and other things are going to refuse to help us when it comes to narcotics. And I believed that then, and I believe that now.
Times have changed. It's not like the old days where we can do anything we want. A refusal is not the act of a friend. If Don Corleone had all the judges and the politicians in New York, then he must share them. All it does is use them. He must let us draw the water from the well. Certainly he can present a bill for such services. After all, we are not communists.
I also don't believe in drugs. For years I paid my people extra so they wouldn't do that kind of business. Somebody comes to them and says, I have powders. If you put up $3,000-$4,000 investment, we can make $50,000 distributing. So they can't resist. I want to control it as a business. To keep it respectable. I don't want it near schools. I don't want it sold to children. That's an infamia. In my city, we would keep the traffic in the dark, people to call it. They're animals anyway, so let them lose their souls.
All right, let's stop right there. I wanted to play that because in the most famous movie probably ever made, they admit what is actually reality. And so you want to talk about reparations, folks. Black Americans have been targeted by the criminal networks and by the CIA to dump all the crime in their neighborhoods. And now with the police being defunded, it's been done to them. So I want black people and everybody else to know what's been done to everybody and where the real threat is and what's really going on. And now we have the manifesto, the man that set himself on fire an hour and a half ago, Max, how do you pronounce his name? Azzarello. And he says there's a cryptocurrency scam, the world government's coming in, Trump is working with Biden, and that he's there to draw attention to this massive fraud. And they're getting ready to plunge the world economy and take over. And he apologizes for the pain, but says he's done this to draw attention to this. I don't know if he's right about that, but this is a big deal. Dom Luker, your take on the Godfather clip and this news.
Well, the Godfather clip, I'll say, is completely accurate. As you stated, it's very eye-opening just to see that, they, like we were stating, what they put in Hollywood is real life. It's more so a documentary than it is a movie, it seems. For the individual, I'm kind of at a loss of words. I didn't expect that to be the statement that he had to say that, alluding to President Trump working with Biden and the economy crashing. It might be.
I mean, I'm not saying I don't trust Trump. I think, but man, this is, they might be using Trump too for that.
You never know. I guess you just have to wait and see with time. But that's crazy for him to say that. My first question would be at least what his credentials are, his credibility is on the statement. I mean, that's a pretty large statement he made.
Yeah, I just digested it during the 3 minutes we watched that club. We're posting it on my Real Alex Jones. Keep going.
But that's pretty strange because now, oh wow, that leads a pretty interesting discussion because liberals can't say he's some retarded Trumper Trump supporters can't say he's a dumb leftist. So
he's going after the banks.
Yeah, he's going after the banks. That's pretty interesting. It doesn't give us the typical narratives for us to fight each other with. It seems like he's more so on unity, telling the people that both of their leaders could be compromised.
And that's what they don't want us doing is free thinking.
Yeah, free thinking. Regardless of anyone that comes in front of the camera, the main goal will always be the people, and to prevent the people from gathering alone. I mean, America was even built from people drinking in taverns. This entire country was started from men and women negotiating in taverns, complaining about King George. So if an entire nation, the greatest nation in the world, can be started just from laughing, joking, and hollygagging in the taverns of Britain, imagine what we can do if we get to talking now.
Well, back then they didn't have TV telling what to think. They were sitting around talking.
They were talking and they were going off their own experiences. And that's what a TV is here for. It's to tell our vision. It's to tell the vision that they want us to know. Because they don't want us to see. They don't want us to use our own vision to see what's in front of us. But we turn that TV on, that's our verification.
What do you think the Joe Biden controllers are thinking right now? Because they know they've lost. I mean, they've lost control. They haven't lost completely, but they've lost control, in my view.
I think they're panicking. I think they're panicking greatly. I don't think they've been this down bad since they made the Madam Hillary magazine, where they were predicting Hillary Clinton to be
president. Yeah, that's hanging on the wall. Will you guys go grab that, the Madam Hillary sign? I'd love to show that. They printed 250,000 of those. Mm-hmm. 2 days before, thinking she was invincible.
I believe that they didn't have a meltdown since that, since they found out it wasn't going to work with Hillary, because they were banking on people to just be blind. And I think COVID, I keep hearing this from so many people, oh, COVID woke me up, COVID woke me up, COVID woke me up. So I feel like just them forcing the people in the house is kind of put people back in that tavern mentality of finding out information. They weren't necessarily on the TVs when they were in COVID. We saw more use on the Internet, more use on the Internet, more use on these social media platforms.
They thought they would push us into their propaganda. Yes. To the opposite.
And I believe the exact opposite. It went to the creators. The power went to the creators. It went right back to the people. The pendulum swung right back to the people.
Well, I wish this guy that torched himself would have simply, thank you, I wish he would have simply spoke out or asked me on my show. I wish he wouldn't have killed himself. Dom Luker, here's what you mentioned. Here's the famous, this is an actual magazine right here. This was on the newsstand in Austin. We got this the day of the election. Madam President, how she won.
Yes, that's so funny. They were banking on it. And it just goes to show that the things that appear natural for us, the people, the peasants, the pawns, they've already had that plan set down for the last 4 or 5 years, what they're going to implement and introduce to us. I mean, it was already planned because, let's be honest, it isn't cheap to push that many copies, and it isn't cheap to put your entire reputation.
Hold that up. I want to get a shot of you holding that. Look, her path to White House victory. Look at that. There's Amy right there. There's camera right there. Yeah, there you go. Wow. What did you, I mean, talk about a witch.
Yeah, and it just goes to show that, yeah, they plan out everything, but I think it's a little motivating to say as well, just to show how much they banked in on getting their way, and it didn't work. So it does.
Yeah, they're not all powerful.
Yeah, and that's what's most important. They're not all that powerful. I think
Dom Luker, stay there. Hour number four straight ahead. We'll do 15 or more minutes. Great to have him in studio, and then Jay Dyer takes over.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.